Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey, everybody, it is Crab Diving Thursday, hurling at you, spewing at you live here on the
Crab Diving Network.
Crab Diving Network. Crabdiving.com. We're going to be here for the next couple hours, 2:02-ish on the Pacific Coast right now, 5:02 on the Eastern Coast. If it ain't that time, this is a rerun. Thanks for listening. Either way, we appreciate it. I just totally blew a spit bubble. It's very strange. When
Talking,
did you ever do that?
You're
talking, all of a sudden a spit bubble forms?
That's the human body is not fucking perfect. We know this.
That's right. At least the bubble formed on that end. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here crab diving, skewering the right, laughing at funny bullshit and, you know, anger and the headlines.
Eat a dick.
Etc. From our commie pinko liberal backgrounds. Or not our backgrounds, really.
I'm from the Bible Belt, motherfucker.
Yeah, but your dad was the head of the Green Party in the middle of fucking.
I was raised by wolves.
Georgia. Yeah,
Georgia. What do you know about it, stupid?
I don't know.
Fuck you.
Fortunately. So give us a call if you like. We're gonna be here. You can chat with us.
Yes.
On the telephone machine via science and shit. It's on. We're
boring.
Also, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS. You can also tweet us during the show on that social media thing at Twitter. We're at Crab Diving on Twitter, and our Skype name is Crab Diving. So you can communicate with us during the show.
Viva la resistance!
In whatever ways you guys would prefer. We're coming at you from Los Angeles, California. A lovely day here. We understand the rest of the nation.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer, and you are. Have you said your name yet?
I don't know if I did. Patrick Vile.
There you go.
The rest of the nation is balls pulled up underneath their chins. It's so cold.
What a horrible way to exist.
I understand.
Can you imagine if your balls were right here?
Yeah.
Gross.
Right.
Kill me.
Every time you sneeze, you'd wreck yourself.
It would be horrendous. It would be a flaw.
It would be horrific.
In God's perfect plan.
Yeah, it's like single digits in a lot of the place, all over the nation. I saw some ridiculous thing there's a new Twitter account. I actually followed it. It's not new, but I discovered it newly and followed it. It's the weather on Mars. the little Mars rover dude that's scooting around. Sends an updated weather report.
Right.
And in much of the country of Merca today, it is colder than it is on Mars.
That is so fucking horrible. See, there is no global warming. It's proof.
Mars is like a lovely 17 degrees today or something like that.
Oh, my God. That's not bad.
Chicago is minus 10.
I mean, that's horrible for Chicago, but not bad for Mars, correct? Isn't that their summer?
Mars has an issue at night, though.
Oh, yeah. What happens?
Like minus 100.
Yeah. That's too cold.
It's a little chilly.
Well,
yeah.
Wait a second. I remember one time with the wind chill in Chicago, it was negative 75.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, what's the big deal?
What's 25 more degrees?
Why are Martians such pussies and complainers?
That's right. Well,
you can't breathe there. You can't breathe that air. They don't have air. Their atmosphere.
Correct. Very minimal.
Does Jesus...
Wispy, sad little...
Yeah.
Atmosphere.
What does Jesus and God in the Bible say about Mars? anything? Do they acknowledge its existence?
I think they thought it was a red dot in the sky.
Really?
That,
as Christians, do we believe in Mars?
That the Lord... well, first of all, who's Christians here in this room?
Well, maybe Kate. You don't know. I mean, maybe... Is Kate Catholic? Your mother was Catholic.
No, she was not.
Oh, that's right. It was a weird...
Orthodox, yeah.
Serbian or Orthodox. Sorry, I don't mean to, you know...
Yeah, she was...
She was weird.
But I don't know what the dog is. The dog worships the dog treats that she gets and eats her own poop.
Oh, that's the worst.
So there you go.
That's the worst.
That's what's going on here in Koreatown, Los Angeles. A beautiful day. We're sorry.
Good
for
us.
The nation that global warming is fake and you're all freezing.
Yeah. Ha ha. That's what you get for living there.
Right. Let's see what's going on in the world.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower in Los Angeles, California. It's January 8th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
The year of our Lord. The headline on the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post... is where are they?
The Martians?
Question mark.
Are you talking about the Martians that are all cold? And
if the Martians shot up a bunch of cartoonists in France, that's who they're referring to.
I don't know. Were you there?
It might have been the Martians. We don't know.
We come in peace.
Suspects are still at large in Paris, the France.
Oui, oui.
Their manhunt is going on for the two suspects. Armed and masked and considered dangerous. I would say
they're
probably considered dangerous since they killed some people with AK-47s. I would tick off the dangerous box also.
Well, you know, the problem is the French citizens, I don't think, are armed. Had they been armed, what do you think?
There was two armed guards there.
Oh, right. They were armed.
Yeah.
Well. But wait a second.
They should have been armed bigger.
Wayne LaPierre tells me that if there are more guns, you're more safe from people with guns. So how? Why wasn't this guard able to take out these assassins? Why? He had a gun?
Apparently, he didn't have a big enough gun. I guess we're all supposed to walk around with all fully automatic weapons to try to counter any evil that may attack us.
I'm locked and loaded, stupid.
We know in the world that surrounds us, there are terrorists and there are home invaders, drug cartels, carjackers, knockout gamers, and rapers, and haters, and campus killers, airport killers, shopping mall killers, and killers who scheme to destroy our country with massive storms of violence against our power grids or vicious waves of chemicals or disease that could collapse our society that sustains us all.
Us all.
So,
I ask you,
all of you here today, do you trust this government to protect you?
No.
We are on our own.
There you go, man. Right. Were you there?
What kind of fucking motivational speaker is he anyway? I'm bummed out after. I mean, God, that sounds so scary. Do you trust your government? No.
No.
You know why? Why? Because of people like you, you dickhead, you fucking lobbyist asshole.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
No one likes you. No one likes the NRA. Isn't that shown by polls and shit? And didn't they lay a big goose egg in the last election with the people they backed? Or am I wrong?
I think the NRA didn't do real well. And there were some ballot initiatives, too, for, you know, that evil registering or background check law.
Right.
You know, that evil tyranny of the government.
We want to know who owns weapons of mass destruction. Mm. Sorry.
No, we don't want to know who owns them. That's what they're afraid of. That's going to be a registry. We just want to check to
make sure
that you're not a raging lunatic you buy it. There's not going to be any...
Right.
That law that Obama was putting forth in these reforms had very specific penalties for creating any kind of a list. They put that in there
because
of these ninnies.
What do they say? Well, we can't trust him because
it's a slippery slope.
Benghazi.
Right. Slippery slope.
That, I had to register my shitty fucking 1991 Camry out back that's just sitting there.
The dog has to have a license.
Are you telling me Kate is on a list?
The dog has to have a license. Yeah,
oh,
we're on,
shit.
We're on a scary list as dog owners.
Oh, no. Yeah, hey, God, fuck Wayne LaPierre. Just what an asshole.
Right.
I can't stand him.
So they're still looking. I don't know what happened out on the French countryside. There was... there was a, I guess, an armed robbery.
I found the trouble.
And they think it was two... They think it was the two guys that did it. And then last I heard, they were scouring some forest outside of Paris.
Outside of Paris, a beautiful little forest. Did the Paris police, do they even have, do the French cops or whoever's looking for these guys, do they even have fucking guns?
I think they might have busted them out at this point. Yeah.
Are they wearing berets?
Yeah, stop.
Wait.
Or I shall yell stop again.
Is the French police force like the Brits? Do they not have guns?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't remember.
Do they even have an army? France?
No, you know what? They're one of those... I'm trying to remember. I think they're one of those places where you'll frequently see guys walking around with automatic weapons. Like, you don't see the... You know, the popo might not, but there are... There is like... I'm trying to... Like Italy. Remember Italy? You get off at the fucking airport and there's guys standing there in fatigues with...
They'll blow your fucking heads off if you say the wrong thing in Italy.
But I don't remember in France, to be honest with you.
Yes.
You know, it's all a blur.
At the end of the day, yeah, right now, the day older.
There's a lot of wine. You know.
Yes.
So the manhunt is going on still for Sharif and Saeed Kouachi.
Right.
Ages 32 and 34. They're brothers that were born in eastern Paris.
Right.
So they're French. I mean, they were born in Paris.
Fuck them.
To Algerian parents.
Terrorists.
Who both died when they were kids. They grew up in an orphanage in the western city of Rennes.
Of where?
Rennes.
Oh, Rennes? Is there an L in front of it?
Rennes.
Rennes. God damn it. That's a fuck. Fuck you guys.
And they've had shenanigans. The younger brother's jailed for trying to get people to go to Iraq to fight the evil Americans.
God. This guy sucks.
Some time. In 2010, he was suspected of being part of a group that tried to break from prison. Smaïn Ali Belkacem.
You looked at that name like a summit. You were about to ascend.
He was a militant jailed for 1995 bombings in Paris. So they were going to try to break that guy out of prison.
I hate these terrorist fucking guys, man.
The third person wanted by the Popo.
Yes.
Or Le Popo.
Le Popo.
The 18-year-old turned himself into police in...
Zut à l'or.
In Charleville, Mézières, near the Belgian border.
What? I would have pronounced that the way someone from my part of the country would say that. What is it?
Charleville, Missouri.
I don't even know. It would be impossible to be like
Charleville.
Fucking bunch of queers. Yeah. Who I call it? Hey, I pronounce that Queerville, USA.
The Eiffel Tower will be going, or what time is it? It already went dark at 8 p.m. in Frenchy time.
Wait, in for mourning or like in a sign of support of the victims or something?
In support of the.
Oh God, so horrible.
Le Tour Eiffel. Went dark.
I'm terrified of being shot to death, and I fucking can't stand that we have some lobbyist group that their main job in America is to flood this fucking country with guns.
Yeah, right.
There are guns in Paris too. The world is just atrocious.
But I don't think there are guns in Paris. I think.
What about those guns?
I think the Frenchies have a gun control. France, gun.
But, you know, had they not had gun control, there might have been someone there on the scene that could have taken those guys out, even though there was an armed guard.
An expert has rung in.
Ding, ding, ding.
In a Twitter post.
Please say it is not Ted Nugent.
Donald Trump.
Oh, God. Who's worse?
Blamed France's stringent gun control laws.
Yes.
For allowing the massacre to take
place. Fuck you, Donald Trump. What does Donald Trump know from gun control?
Oh, the French are unarmed. The police.
Wee-wee. They run around without arms?
France's police. Like Venus de Milo. France's police.
Bobbing.
Or one of the few unarmed police forces in the world.
Pussies. Wee-wee. What do they do to you? Throw a biscuit at your face.
It's like the British.
Don't you wish our police force was unarmed? I bet Michael Sam does. No, Michael Brown. Michael. Well, I don't know what Michael Sam wishes.
Did they beat the shit out of Michael Sam for being gay?
Listen, I said Michael Sam instead of Michael Brown, okay?
Right.
You know what I mean? The teleprompter was off. God damn it, Kate. She put the wrong shit in the teleprompter. I just read what's
the
up there.
On a world map.
Fuck
you. Why do you think this is? I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as...
This should just be the song for the show, because I
would come back as her in another life.
It never ceases to make me laugh.
I would come back as Miss Teen US fucking A in another life. I guarantee you.
South Carolina. Miss
whatever.
Teen, I don't think she won.
Dude, look at her. She has tremendous success. She doesn't know anything.
With some.
She has not.
US Americans.
She doesn't know anything. Think of all the shit Stephen Hawking has to know. You know what I mean? In his brain. And he's a big, successful, famous guy. Famous for being smart.
I believe that U.S. Americans, if they're taught with some...
Right. Who do you think's more famous, Stephen Hawking or Melanie Iglesias?
I don't know who Melanie Iglesias is.
Oh, come on! You don't know who she is?
No.
She's some hot chick. She's on a bunch of TV shows and stuff. She's like Brooke Burke or something. You know Brooke Burke?
I do know who Brooke
okay.
Burke is.
Okay, who's more famous, Kate Upton or Stephen Hawking?
Oh, well, Kate Upton now.
See,
we're talking
there you
a different
go.
Level.
Now, do you think Kate Upton had to study harder in school than Stephen Hawking? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
sure.
I'm making that a point, and people are getting killed in France. I'm sorry. And it is Michael Brown and not Michael Sam.
Sama, I know.
The headline on the Huffington Post, where are they? They're still looking for the asshole terrorists.
Yeah.
There you go. On the Drudge Report.
Them French ain't gonna find them motherfuckers. Pussies.
Oh. On the Drudge Report.
Right.
They have... someone has fucked with a picture.
Oh, yes?
Of the Tower Eiffel. And they put a Muslim sickle at the top of it. And the headline is... Eurabia debate erupts, you know, because
Eurabia,
they can't have those evil Muslims streaming into the countries. Sure enough, you know, there's some of these right wing ass fucks that have been rising up again in countries like, I don't know, Germany, in France, in other some of these
Ooh.
Other countries. They're profoundly xenophobic, very Tea Party like. And in France, you know, France has one of the biggest populations of Muslim people outside of Muslim countries. Like, I think 8% of the population now of France is Muslim.
Yeah.
And now, apparently, Drudge is pointing to the debate.
Oh, my God. A bunch of xenophobic assholes.
It leads to a Bloomberg article. It says, the bodies haven't been buried. The killers are on the loose. But that didn't prevent anti-Islam politicians across Europe from seizing on yesterday's massacre in Paris. See, now the Bloomberg article even spins it as kind of, you know, the anti-Islam nuts are coming.
Right. It paints as people as like marginal.
Yeah. Drudge makes it sound like, well, a rational debate is finally happening.
It's not. It's not a rational debate.
They're finally listening to the people who are telling them, shoot the Muslims, get rid of them.
This is kind of interesting. What do you think the headline would be on Drudge back in, say, the late 30s in Germany? About Germany. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
What do you think Drudge would have said about the civil rights movement in America? It's kind of funny to think about that.
Well, the same thing he's saying about Ferguson.
Yeah.
Thugs and animals are erupting and disrupting the wonderfully pristine white lifestyle that we have.
Isn't it exhausting that every time something like this happens, it's like the whole the rational world has to explain to the irrational world that not every Muslim wants to shoot people.
That's bullshit.
In Paris.
Read the Quran.
Most.
It says kill all the motherfuckers that aren't Qurani.
Is this a correct statement, true or false? Most Muslims are not fucking terrorists.
Who's answering?
Well, you are.
It's correct.
Okay. I don't want to fuck around. I'm worried people don't understand that.
Well, anybody listening to our show, hopefully.
We don't know.
Quite intelligent listeners.
Sure.
That grace us with their ear hole time.
We might have had some holdovers from the old Wrestling Network days followed us. And those guys, hey, no offense, listen, I'm talking slow, understand this.
I think changing URLs may have been complicated enough to have filtered out.
We can't find it!
Yeah, filtered out those people.
Where are those fucking assholes?
Right. Where are those two faggots that were, that were used to talk on my wrestling show?
And we salute the VOC network, by the way.
Salute! Wrestling.
I understand Fun Time Shelley's back on the network.
Oh, really? Fun Time Shelley. Not everybody knows her. She's
Shelley Martinez.
She's a wrestling icon.
A wrestling diva.
With a
big, giant personality.
Yeah.
A couple of
big huge Traxalans.
A couple of wonderful dogs.
The fucking Monty Python, correct?
What?
Big, huge Traxalans.
Huge Traxalans, yeah. I've got a story. I've got a story here.
Hello.
For you, for y'all.
Pip, pip.
This made me happy.
Oh.
This story.
What was it?
This is a giant internet cock-slapping of a right-wing lunatic fuckwad.
Ooh.
That is profoundly deserved. There's this guy, his name is, you may hear it a few times throughout this story, his name is Kirby DeLauter.
Who the fuck is Kirby DeLauter?
Kirby DeLauter.
Hello, Kirby.
Hello, Kirby. He is a member of the Frederick, Maryland.
Okay.
County Council.
All right.
And he is a Republican. You'll find this unsurprising.
So now I'm thinking, is it gay stuff? Is it abortion stuff? Is it gun shit? Immigration?
He got into a fight on social media.
No.
With some journalists from the Frederick News Post.
Oh, that's a popular paper?
It is, and it's currently 19 degrees Frederick, Maryland, by the way.
Horrible! Your tauntaun will freeze before you reach the first marker. Then I'll see you in hell! Empire Strikes Back.
There's a reporter for the Frederick whatever that says, her name is Bethany Rogers, and he posted on Saturday, he was pissed about an article that she wrote about him.
Yes.
And on his Facebook status, he said he was upset with her, quote, for unauthorized use of my name and my reference in her article published on January 3rd about him and some other councilman. Something about parking spaces.
Good. Fucking
big,
Christ.
Yeah, you know, it's a little town.
He's a public figure, is he not?
Telling her not to contact him again.
Okay.
And said, don't use my name.
Yeah.
Okay. Again.
Okay. Well, aren't you able?
She's a reporter.
What the fuck is she supposed to do?
He's an elected official.
She can use his name. She can name her vibrator after the dude if she wants.
So Bethany Rogers commented on his status and said, you know, I'm going to continue to contact you for comment, and I'm going to keep printing your name and referring to you in the newspaper. Saying, you know, newspapers don't require the permission of public officials.
Well, to be fair, maybe this guy's stupid.
Republican.
Okay.
His answer to that on Facebook.
Okay. What a bunch of douches.
Was, use my name again, unauthorized, and you'll be paying for an attorney.
Oh, my God.
Your rights stop where mine start.
Well, hey, at least he's honest. Wow.
But he's wrong.
He's a dumbass.
The post went viral.
Awesome.
Soon, the hashtag Kirby DeLauder.
Kirby.
His name that he doesn't want used anywhere. Was all over the fucking Twitter.
Oh, I love it.
All over Facebook. And then in what may be, I want to read the whole thing, but it's too long. There was the Frederick News Post put out an editorial from the editorial board. And the title is Kirby DeLauder, Kirby DeLauder, Kirby DeLauder.
What does this dipshit not have anybody helping him at work saying, hey, listen, maybe don't say that. Respond differently.
These people are so good.
Yeah.
This is how it starts. Knowing Councilman Kirby DeLauder, as we do, we weren't surprised that he threatened the Frederick News Post with a lawsuit because we had, he said, and we're not making this up, been putting Kirby DeLauder's name in the paper without Kirby DeLauder's authorization. Attorneys would be called, Kirby DeLauder said. This goes on and on and on and on, and they print the name Kirby DeLauder probably 500 times right. In this. But the brilliant part of this, there's 13 paragraphs in this story. The first letter of each paragraph spells out Kirby DeLauder.
That is the best. I love that.
It's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Fucking brilliant.
Why would a politician even say that? He's not that. He can't be that daft.
He is just an asshole. And then looking at the comments, it seems like this guy is just a known local shitbag.
Right.
That he's like some little Napoleon.
What does he do?
Fucking little county council.
County council.
In Maryland.
Wow. Well, I mean, is he being fast-tracked to, you know, is he going to run in 2016 in the Republican yeah, clown car? I mean, sure. I don't know.
They say it took all of a day for the news post to disregard him. They ran that editorial, and there are people that are defending him in some of those comments. Overall, the comments are he's an asshole. He deserves everything he's getting. But there are a few people who are like, I thought this is a real newspaper. Who would print an editorial like this? This is so childish.
Some people don't like upstarts, and they don't like a conflict.
Don't challenge authority.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, do you want to live like a little gimp in a box, sucking on a ball gag your whole life? Or do you want to say, fuck you, Kirby DeLauder?
The managing editor of the paper said that the Frederick News Post, Terry Headley, said, we've been threatened with lawsuits on a number of topics, but never from an elected official. Honestly, I thought it was a joke.
Right.
I quickly realized he wasn't joking. Well, the threat reverberated, according to the Washington Post. The Washington Post. On social media, trended.
Oh, my God.
Trended in the top on Twitter.
This is odd. This is the opposite of what... Kirby wanted.
It's the best thing it's ever.
Poor Kirby DeLauder.
Mocking him soundly. Yes. Surprisingly, for the Washington Post, he didn't return phone or email messages.
Why not, man? Who gives a fuck about this guy in a city council position?
So listen, he issued the threat in response to a January 3rd story about petty scuffling between council members and County Executive Jan Gardner over parking space assignments and office keys.
Petty scuffling. Did a Brit write this again? Petty scuffling?
No, Washington Post.
Oh, okay. Well, wow, that's a weird petty scuffling. I mean, were they fighting? Were they physically
beating the shit out of each other? I think they were issuing memos to each other.
I wonder what the difference in the parking spaces are. Like, I wonder if one is like a front door space and the other one's like back behind a bunch of dumpsters. And Corey is like, why am I getting fucked? You know? Kirby. Damn
so
it.
Kirby, then yesterday, late yesterday, after trending on Twitter.
Right.
And having numerous stories written about him and his name.
Numerous.
That was supposed to be kept out of the press without his fucking permission because he's a entitled white cunt.
No, look at me.
He issued an apology on Wednesday.
Okay.
Of course, as I am an elected official. Terrifying, isn't it?
Yes.
The Frederick News Post has the right to use my name in any article related to running of the county that comes with the job. That they have the right to run your name on anything that fucking happens, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, dude, they can use your name.
So, yes, my statement to the Frederick News Post regarding the use of my name was wrong and inappropriate. I want to take this opportunity to apologize to Bethany Rogers. You know, he hated doing that.
Bethany Rogers is on his list.
The Frederick News Post and all my constituents for disrespecting the journalists and media outlets who cover the Frederick County government.
And he's still wrong, right? I mean, he's still wrong in that apology. Kirby can have his name used in any which way they want.
Right. If it's news.
Yeah.
It's news. If he's out walking down the street, guess what? They could take a picture of you and say, hey, look, we saw Cunty DeLauder walking down the street.
I mean, they do that. Doesn't he read, like, TMZ and shit? And they'll be like, hey, look, Kim Kardashian ambled down to, you know, Starbucks and got a big fucking latte.
Right.
That's a whole story.
Right.
It's a freedom of the press.
He did say, I thought I had long ago learned the lesson of waiting 24 hours before I hit the send key. But apparently, I didn't learn that lesson as well as I should have.
Listen, this social media, really, I don't think it's for the Republicans. Because there's so many fuck-ups. And I guess you could include Anthony Michael Weiner. Michael Weiner.
Weiner.
Anthony Michael Hall Weiner.
Fed Weiner. So that was one of my favorite stories yesterday.
Yeah, that's great.
This little little Napoleon fuck of a dickwad county zit on a butt somewhere.
Maybe he didn't.
Thinking he's a fucking
right.
royalty and saying to the press, you can't use my name.
Well, maybe he just has never had his name in the paper so much. And he was like, wait a second. Nobody asked me about this. And maybe he's just, you know, not informed.
Oh, an uninformed Republican?
Right.
How dare you suggest that?
Kirby.
That's out of Maryland.
What's his last name?
Surprisingly, DeLauter.
That's a funny name,
too. DeLauter. DeLauter. Yeah, DeLauter.
Kirby DeLaudum. DeLaudum. Wow, funny.
Laudanum.
Yeah, hilarious name. Yeah, geez, you got a name like that.
Gurgling with laudanum.
Get it out there in the public's eye.
Exactly. I've got a story. This I had yesterday, or I've actually had it for a couple of days, but it's we haven't gotten to it yet. There is, I think this is in the old country, my old country of Ireland.
Right.
A Christian organization,
okay,
in Ireland, has distributed leaflets. There's a referendum coming up in Ireland on whether to legalize the gay marriage.
Oh, wow. Now, what do you think? Do you think they're going to do it?
In May, the latest opinion poll says over 70%. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, awesome. If we get married, we don't care. What is a good reason to party and have to drink?
Hey, is the whiskey still here?
Right.
Otherwise, I don't give a shit.
As long as we can have a good fight after each of the weddings.
Let me hit you. Come here. They don't gay bash over there. They just bash in general.
This flyer says they're called the New Civil Rights Movement. I love these even in Ireland, they have these bullshit names, right?
Right.
Like here, the Freedom Institute, an American Family Association, and blah, blah, blah. They're just fucking hate groups. They're right. Assholes. The new civil rights movement. they said, this thing said that same-sex relationships will lead to children hearing, quote, it says, should your children be exposed to the sounds of sodomy?
It's the sounds of sodomy.
Ow, ow, ow.
Da 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 da.
Should children be exposed to the sounds of sodomy? Should children be exposed to this beastly obsession with unholy acts? Should the sounds of sodomy echo in the halls of a Christian home?
Is that, I don't know, what is the sound of sodomy? Right, I don't know.
I think it varies.
It's so horrible.
I think it varies.
The sound is worse than the sight of it, I guess.
Anybody having butt sex right now, right. Give us a call.
Pass out the earplugs if you're so offended.
So, nonetheless, the internet stepped up. A lot of Simon and Garfunkel references. And a hashtag now.
Who the fuck would write that?
Hashtag sounds of sodomy.
That's the name of my new band.
It's great.
Sounds of sodomy unplugged.
Like syphilis explosion.
Oh, yes.
Is that the billboard you put on your Facebook, right? Where is that?
My God, that is at the corner of Vine and Santa Monica, right above a little bar called Three Clubs. Great bar. But they have a billboard right over the bar that says syphilis explosion. And I swear to God, it cannot be an accident that it looks just like the cover of Dianetics. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, it's so dramatic. Syphilis explosion.
Did you put that on Instagram?
I put it on Instagram and Facebook. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, go to our Instagram at Crab Diving. You can see a picture of it. That's like, wasn't there another one that's also earlier on our Instagram? Similar, yeah. But it's about...
It's in Los Feliz.
That one said that California is number two for syphilis, right?
It said, coming soon to a theater near you, syphilis.
Yeah, we're trying harder.
God. Those billboards are all over Pensacola, Florida, where my parents are. Not syphilis explosion, but they're like, you know, look out for syphilis.
God, I didn't realize syphilis is making such a huge, huge comeback.
I mean, is it? Are people just spending shitloads of money on billboard space?
True.
I mean, you know how much a billboard costs to put up?
But is
a shitload.
Are the syphilis treaters, is that a big syphilis profit industry?
Are you a syphilis denier?
Maybe they have mobile syphilis clinics or something.
They do, absolutely.
Like in the old days where they would heat up a rod in the fire and shove it up your dick.
Oh, speaking of.
That was the treatment for syphilis, right?
God, there's this fucking thing. I got in a conversation in the bar last night. It doesn't matter how we got to this subject.
Okay.
But have you ever heard of this thing called sounding? You know what that is? It's just fucked
up.
This is the worst thing ever.
I think people you shove stuff up in your dick.
Yeah, your urethra. You put a thermometer in there and you pound it in there.
Fuck off.
I don't know. People are into this shit. I looked it up on the internet. It was a point of conversation last night at the bar.
I looked it up on the internet. Hello, NSA.
A bunch of people that all went to college were sitting around talking about putting things in your urethra. Yeah.
Some geek somewhere is flipping through NSA data. And
it's called sounding.
Oh, there's a bunch of comics looking up stuff going up their dick.
Night. And it's called sounding because I think it makes a sound when you hit. So you can either use a thermometer or a little metal like rod. And when you hit it, ding, ding, ding. It's supposed to feel good, maybe. I don't know.
That's just, nothing going in there is right.
It's sort of like,
going in there.
Is everyone bored on this planet?
God.
Is there not one book left to read on the shelf? No. I'm totally bored. I've seen every episode of Doctor Who. Please put that thermometer in my dick hole.
What is wrong with people?
Lots. Oh, lots.
When do I have? Oh, here we go. Fox News. Ninnies.
Yes.
God, I want to say this is that fucking outnumbered show again.
Oh, my God. Is that on every fucking day?
I believe it is.
Good Lord. Every day. Can you imagine being on that show?
And I don't have it downloaded.
Is Keith Ablow on that show every fucking day?
No, they rotate. They rotate mansplainers.
Why would you even do that? Why rotate? What difference does it make?
This is... Fox News anchor and Supreme Court correspondent Shannon Bream, an attractive blonde woman, you'll be surprised to hear. Here's her picture. She is an attractive blonde woman. On yesterday's edition of Fox's outnumbered.
She's a real looker.
They were talking about the terror attack. Terror! Of course, the bomb at the NAACP building, not terror, mentioned.
They weren't talking about that on Fox.
Oh, I think they might have skipped over.
God, the NAACP got fucking bombed. Nobody gave a shit.
So here, I don't know. Hopefully, this doesn't need to be edited, but here is a little bit of Outnumbered, and they're talking. You gotta listen to what this idiot says.
Oh my God.
We're coming back to the couch now. Eric, earlier you had said, you had kind of made a comparison to what's going on there and what's happening here in New York City. Can you reset with that?
Yeah.
I don't know who she is.
Reset with that?
But this is Eric Bowling. You know, they gotta go to the man.
Who's Eric Bowling?
Eric Bowling.
I've never heard
of him. We've played clips from that asshole before on here. Yeah, misogynist. He's one of those that was.
Did he tell us that soccer was for pussies? No, that's Keith Ablo.
That's Ablo. Yeah.
Sorry.
But so here's Bowling to mansplain to the ladies what's going on here.
A law enforcement tool out of their hands. You're in New York, what's going on? One of the first things Mayor de Blasio did here was he said, we want to pull stop and frisk, which means, you know, in deference to the Fourth Amendment, unreasonable searches and seizures, they said it was unreasonable to profile African-Americans or anyone for that matter and just say, hey, what are you doing? Let me see your ID. Let me talk to you. They pushed back on that. Problem is that was finding a lot of crimes. Some say just misdemeanor crimes. Point is, why are we pulling law enforcement tools out of their hands? Why are we taking?
Why don't we? Let's just throw all the brown people in jail. Let's just make it simple. There's a law enforcement tool
because people have rights. You have to treat people like human beings. But dickhead.
But Muslims and terrorists. And
right.
Shit. And what do throwing brown guys in jail for having a joint? What the fuck does that have to do with
says that.
Terrorism?
I mean, it might have just been misdemeanors, but still.
But still, we're taking stuff out of the police hands.
You fucking asshole.
Oh, dude, it gets worse.
This should be a test case for New York City or any major city or any city for that matter. This office was targeted in 2006. Mm-hmm. It was targeted in 2011. A couple of weeks ago, it was targeted saying there's a credible threats against this office. They put cops in front of the office.
Yeah.
But they put cops with handguns. Maybe some didn't even have handguns. There were reports that some didn't even have a gun. These guys walked up heavily armed and blew away 12 people.
But they only put cops with handguns. If they would have had a machine gun nest at reception, Brian, none of this would have happened.
Why didn't they have samurai swords?
If they would have had a rocket launcher.
Why not a lightsaber?
What the fuck is this asshole talking about?
He doesn't know shit.
They had armed policemen there, but they only had handguns.
Is he a fucking law enforcement expert?
There were reports that some didn't even have a gun. These guys walked up heavily armed and blew away 12 people, walked out of there unscathed. Here's the point. There's been a very serious push from the left saying, let's not over-militarize our cops. Mm-hmm. That should put an end to that discussion, right?
No, it shouldn't put an end to that discussion.
So we should over-militarize our cops then, is what this guy's saying.
Don't you think sometimes there's just horrible fucking shit that is going to happen in our planet and there's nothing you can do about it?
Oh, no, you have to subjugate everybody's rights and for the...
But still, right, like you said, though, there was an armed guard there.
A couple?
Yeah, you know,
right.
It didn't help.
But they weren't armed enough, is what this fuckhead's... This troglodyte moron...
What did he want? What did he want? The building surrounded by the cast of fucking Predator?
Yes! Yes, that they want Deadwood.
Yeah, I ain't got time to bleed.
And even Deadwood,
Deadwood.
They had to turn in their fucking guns.
Nobody
at the
wants
door
Deadwood.
Yeah.
I got armed and blew away 12 people. Walked out of there unscathed. Here's the point. There's been a very serious push from the left saying, "Let's not over militarize our cops." Mm-hmm. That should put an end to that discussion now. We should over militarize. We should continue to do that. One last thought. I'm sorry.
No.
After 9/11, I was in the.
We should over militarize. Let's like I said, let's put a machine gun nest on every fucking corner.
Right. Hey, let me play the part of the other Fox bot talking to this dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's what women are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the women's role.
Yes. We need to over-militarize.
In conservative households, you know. That's the woman should answer, subjugate to the man,
yes.
Brian. Don't forget.
Over-militarize.
We should over-militarize.
building in 9/11. Right after 9/11, there was the New York City cops. What they did was they did these shows of force. Heavily armed cops would walk around buildings. They'd show up anywhere. 12 cop cars would line up. They'd get out with the full body gear, with the machine guns, ready just to.
And people complained about that, and they stopped it because you know what? People didn't want it to look like Saigon falling every morning in the fucking streets of their neighborhood.
God, New York is an amazing fucking city. I love it. And you know, if you're ever there around rush hour, it is amazing how that city operates.
During Rush Limbaugh's show?
Yeah, yeah. But it's amazing how the city is able to operate. It's just maddening to me that you think that amazing place needs like a bunch of fucking overly militarized cops
and like
checking people's IDs and shaking people fucking down. That's not what that city's about.
And they have those kind of cops in Italy, the Carabinieri, the military police that are around. They're known just to be worthless. Like
right.
you could be being stripped and raped right next to one of those Carabinieri boots that are out on the street. And if there's a soccer match on TV, you're fucked.
Oh yeah. but that's the culture of Italy.
But the thing too, is that as an American, I found it disconcerting walking around there with guys with automatic weapons.
Fuck and you, pussy.
Fatigues.
You fucking hippie tree hugger liberal.
I didn't feel safer. There's so much more.
Bleed to death in your Crocs.
Kennedy's here too. She hasn't said anything stupid yet, or thrown it to
not one of the kidneys.
Show the bad guys they're there. That's kind of gone away. Maybe it's time to bring it back.
You want
it's
to not intimidating. State, though?
No, I don't want to. It's not a police state. Okay, Kennedy, it's a safe.
Okay. I do have to apologize.
Okay.
To the former MTV and VH1 VJ Kennedy.
Because, go ahead.
In my research last night of more of who the fuck she is, she seems to occasionally, though she still says ninny-rific things.
Ninny-rific. I love that.
She does occasionally seem to be the voice of tiny bits of reason on some of these shows.
That's not that hard, to be fair, on Fox.
And this is... this is Kennedy now arguing.
That's kind of gone away.
To argue with the penis on the panel.
Eric Bolling, correct?
Eric Bolling. And she's going to say, well, do we really want this a police state? Is this what you want? Which is what he just said. Yes, I want. I want militarized police.
He said, I want an over-militarized police. What the fuck does that even mean?
When apparently he got hard after 9/11 when those cops were running around with
their guns. Is Eric Bolling black or is he white? I'm wondering.
I'm going to answer that.
Maybe it's time to bring it back.
You want to live in a police state, though?
No, I don't want to. It's not a police state. Okay, it's a safe state.
Let me just make one point about the militarization of police, because I've always been very pro-law enforcement. And I think that cops should have all sorts of tools and technology, but they shouldn't see us as the enemy. You know, we are not the enemy. We are not people there hunting or combating.
I was an enemy.
Okay, but that's the difference between the military and the police. And if you talk to police officers, they'll agree there has to be a difference. There has to be a line. Your police department should not look like your armed forces. So that's the point of that. And I don't want cops walking around heavily armed. And
right. that's true. So, that's true.
Okay. Now, we know from experience on having listened to other clips from this just dink fest of a show that's
what I want my podcast to be called. Welcome to Dink Fest. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer, your host.
That if any of them make the mistake of spouting the tiniest bit of logic and or reason.
Now listen here, you stupid bitch.
The rest of the herd makes sure that they tear that person the fuck down. Oh, yeah. But
is Eric Bolling about to school Kennedy?
One of the other ones, too.
Prepare for mansplaining.
So Kennedy was just like, you know, I'd rather not have a militarized police force. And Eric Bolling was like, it's safer, not military.
I didn't say, a safe state, not a police state.
Yeah.
Dummy.
It has to be a line. Your police department should not look like your armed forces. So that's the point of that. And I don't want cops walking around heavily armed. And
right. that's true. So, that's true. Well, but
I understand
after
9/11.
We are being hunted.
Yeah.
We are being hunted.
We are being hunted.
We're being hunted.
This, I don't know who this is. This is another attractive female.
Ooh. Is this Miranda Kerr?
She is she's not Caucasian.
Oh, really?
And she is now saying, we're being hunted.
By the police?
Who's being hunted?
The police.
No. She's talking about the tourists.
Oh, come on.
Are hunting us.
The terrorists are hunting us.
That's her justification. And this is Fox News' justification for having machine gun pits on every corner and having a policeman grabbing anyone brown, turning them upside down, shoving their hands up their assholes.
Right.
And beating the shit out of them.
Oh, I feel safe now.
Right.
Because
we're being hunted.
I'm white. Please help me.
And right. that's true. So, that's true.
Well, but and I understand after 9/11. We are being hunted.
Yeah.
We are being hunted. Okay? ISIS has made it very clear. These guys are making it very clear when they enter that newspaper's offices.
Yeah.
We're here to get you. We are being hunted. So how would you like for us to be protected? What?
We're being hunted.
How would you like for us to be protected, Kennedy? Don't you think, I think one or two armed officers per household is adequate.
That'd be fun. What? Oh, you want an armed guard and crab diving?
Did you see the look on this bitch's face? She's like, how do you expect, how do you think we're going to be protected then?
Yeah, what's your idea?
If we don't have a militarized police state, how are we going to be protected?
I don't know.
Enlighten us.
Maybe we should walk around with force fields. Here, right. I wrap myself in bubble wrap every day, dummy.
They really want the country to look like that skit from Monty Python where the guys are going fox hunting.
The out of being hunted.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes. And all the Brits, just all these old Brits step out and guns are just going off at every angle. And here's some more of this.
Fucking ridiculous.
We haven't gotten to the best part yet.
Is this Eric Bowling?
Shannon Bream. No.
Shannon Bream.
Squeezes the ass cheeks of idiotude.
Is that the blonde chick?
Puts out a diamond here.
Oh, really?
What message do you want to send?
I think the best thing that Americans can do is arm themselves.
Me too.
Can we do a high five?
Well, there's where we lose Kennedy.
God.
There's where we lose Kennedy.
No.
This is where Kennedy gets back into the group. The herd has pushed her away, and she's like, well, okay, the answer is everybody should be armed. Now they're like, oh, well, now we agree with
you. Let me ask you something. When you're walking around outside in L.A., do you wish there were more guns on the street or less guns on the fucking street?
Every moment I feel fear for my life, wishing that everybody would have more guns.
You know, it pisses me off sometimes, these fucking rednecks that are anti-gun control, but they live in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Right.
And they don't know what it's like. I mean, you won't, if you live in a city center, like, think about the people in Chicago, all those fucking murders.
Yes.
You think they want less guns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Fuck you!
Here's a little bit more. So Kennedy has just gotten back in the good graces of the outnumbered cast by saying, well, God, I think we should just arm everybody.
These people fucking suck. They suck. It's so bad.
It is a buffet of batshittery.
If this is representative of our country, then I need to move somewhere.
A significant portion of our country.
I want to move to Costa Rica. Is that safe? All right, will I get kidnapped there?
No, Costa Rica's fine. Well, let's do a Kickstarter. We'll move. Because
this is some bullshit.
Yeah.
Can't do that in the city. You're not even.
I live in D.C. where it's really, really difficult.
New York City.
New York cops, I don't feel like they look at me as the enemy. I feel like New York cops, of all the cops in this country, you can go up to them and have a conversation.
You're not a bad guy, though. If I'm a bad guy, I see a heavily armed cop on the corner, I may decide not to do the bad thing I was thinking about doing.
If I'm a bad guy, now that's the key term coming into our golden moment here.
What I think he means is take away the D, add an L and a C and a K at the end.
If I'm a black guy, if I'm a bad guy.
Oopsie.
So he's talking about having... he's saying it. I was joking about a heavily armed machine gun nest on every corner. He just said a heavily armed cop on the corner is going to prevent me from doing bad.
I want cops dressed like Boba Fett.
How is that not a police state?
It's
is not an armed soldier on every corner.
Listen, I don't know what to tell you other than this guy is a fucking asshole.
It's the definition of a police state, you cunt.
Sometimes bad guys don't look like bad guys.
Well, that's my question.
Okay.
Here we go.
Kennedy said, sometimes bad guys don't look like bad guys.
Okay.
Now.
It's getting interesting.
Now, I
may decide not to do.
I think at this point, Shannon has not said anything in a minute or two.
Okay.
I think she's probably feeling like she's got to contribute to the conversation.
Let me say something racist.
Oh, wait.
Ooh, the bad thing I was thinking about doing.
Sometimes bad guys don't look like bad guys.
Right, and that's my question about these guys, because if we know they were speaking unaccented French and they had, you know, ski masks on, do we even know what color they were, what the tone of their skin was? I mean, what if they didn't look like typical bad guys?
Whoa! Oh, my God.
Wait.
That's the best. I love when these dumbasses just show themselves for what they fucking are.
What?
You big stupid racist.
They had ski masks. We could even see what color they were.
Listen.
How do we know they look like typical bad guys?
Now we know who we're dealing with. We're dealing with an idiot racist. Now anything she says is just meaningless. She's stupid. She's a xenophobic idiot.
Do the bad thing I was thinking about doing.
Sometimes bad guys don't look like bad guys.
Right, and that's my question about these guys, because if we know they were speaking unaccented French and they had, you know, ski masks on, do we even know what color they were, what the tone of their skin was? I mean, what if they didn't look like typical bad guys? As we define them.
No, you know, even the others on the pen are no, wait a second.
Now listen, hand me those tap shoes over there.
Yeah. They're like, even these idiots are like, I think that might be a little racist.
It's like,
I think that could be a little racist. That could be a little racist.
Prepare to backpedal.
Because you hear, up until this moment, they're talking over each other. Did you notice? And now, she said this, and it's like,
whoa.
She's twisting in the wind.
Ski masks on. Do we even know what color they were? What the tone of their skin was? I mean, what if they didn't look like typical bad guys? As we define them when we think about terror groups.
Well, that's why this issue in New York is so important. Because if there is a police force in the nation that has figured out better than any other force how to blend in with its citizenry and become part of the population and not be the enemy, it's the NYPD.
What? Blending in.
That's Tantarose.
Right. Is it really?
Andrea Tantarose, supreme, but right now, definitely the leader of the outnumbered shititudes that have been spewed forth.
I think
by far got the most crap that she's said in the past.
I think what you have to do with these lunatics before they go on the air, if you're the producer, just say, hey, no references to color.
That's my question.
At all.
Here on MediaMatters.org, they are nice enough to print out the transcript. That's my question about these guys. If we know they were speaking unaccented French and they had ski masks on, do we even know what color they were?
How do we know if we're supposed to shoot them to death or not?
What the tone of their skin was.
The tone?
I mean, what if they didn't look like typical bad guys?
How did she do in Miss Teen USA?
Yeah, right. I think she...
Yes, American.
What a horrendous, like... Oh, my God. I mean, what a horrendous line of reasoning. You
it
know
really
I mean?
Is
like,
a cornucopia, isn't it?
It's fucking
a never-ending font of ridiculously stupid statements that they spew forth. And then their 80-year-old average reader watchership eats it up and puts on their red, white, and blue sweater.
I mean, I'm no fucking Play-Doh, but Jesus. I mean, these people are just, that's fucking moronic. We don't even know what,
Shannon Bream went to Liberty University.
Oh, okay. So she went to weird college. We don't even know the tone of their skin.
While attending Liberty University, she attended the Miss Virginia pageant.
Oh, yeah.
She won the title of Miss Virginia in 1990, participating in the Miss America 1991 pageant, making the top fucking 10.
Congratulations. What's her name?
Shannon Bream.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon Bream.
But we don't even know what color they were. They're wearing those ski masks. How are we supposed to know if they look like typical bad guys?
God, that's so racist. That is so racist.
Typical
even in where I'm from, that's totally racist.
Even the other three, you heard that moment of silence where she said, you know, do they look like typical bad guys? Nobody was helping her.
Right.
And then Tantaro steps up and you know, licks the blue man bag of the NYPD because nobody blends in better with the populace than the NYPD. They're doing a great job right now, aren't they, of blending in with their populace?
Here's Shannon Bream.
We're going to put that up on Facebook or whatever.
Oh, wait. That's Hannah Billings.
Oh, that's Hannah Billings.
Yeah, I mean, they are an exemplary organization of individuals. That is so petrifying that you read out, Harris, that they read out people's names and assassinated them, basically taking role. I mean, that to me is so scary.
That's why Charlie Hebdo is so incredibly brave, because even though they've been targeted for all these years, they're still brave enough to stand out there.
That was Kennedy at the end there. So it's
B-E-A-M
is Shannon Bream, by the way, you're still trying to find pictures.
What a fucking mess. Hold on.
Typical bad guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Fox, that's some of Fox outnumbered.
God, it's insane. I mean, really.
I would definitely have an intern assigned when we get the budget for this show.
We're
definitely going to have an intern assigned just to watch all of every episode of Outnumbered.
I sent you a picture of Miss Virginia USA, Shannon Bream, by the way.
We'll put this on our, I don't know if we can put it on our Facebook. Can we put it on the Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
We'll put it in the blog post, definitely, when the show goes up. By the way, check out the blog post. Go to crabdiving.com. You can find every episode of this show as a podcast and every episode of every other show that's here on the network. Don't forget the Cantilinguists, our 420-tastic show. We got the Hollywood Hick spewing forth his hate for, not his hate, but his breaking the fuck up.
Fuck y'all.
With what's going on in Hollywood. And that's it's 7 in the evenings.
Right.
And in the mornings, 8 p.m. is the Daily Upper Decker.
It's a very special Daily
There's
Upper Decker.
There's a good one running right now.
That's right. It's erotica.
Check that guy out at 8 p.m. And then 9 p.m. is a rerun of the Morning Wood Show, which is on 8 to 10 a.m. here every weekday morning. Following that at 11 p.m. is a classic episode.
Pieces of Silver.
Of Pieces of Silver.
A diary. An audio diary.
The audio diary.
A man unraveling. Re-raveling.
Yeah, and check out, all those are available as podcasts.
That's right.
On Stitcher or on iTunes, or just go to crabdiving.com and look at our ads and, you know, click on shit and stuff.
Go fuck yourself.
And if you're going to buy shit, go to amazon.com.
Right.
Through our portal.
Yes.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. It'll take you straight to Amazon. Everything you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble.
That's right.
Whatever you know, you can buy everything and anything on Amazon, have that shit shipped to you. Now they have some places where they're doing within the hour delivery.
Yeah, you have to go to a pickup location. There's Amazon pickup locations at this Ralph's near us.
Crazy.
Yes. I don't want to give too many geographical location cues as to our location.
That's right. We don't want fatwa.
I don't want an attack. We have no armed guard.
We do not.
We are vulnerable.
We do not.
I mean, that guy, that fucking Eric Bowling. I mean, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Well, if you see a cop on the corner with a big, gigantic fucking gun, then maybe you won't, you know, do anything bad. That's like an 8-year-old.
Yeah, if I see a guy, I'm not going to want to do anything bad.
He sounds like a 10-year-old. He's stupid. All those people on that show.
It's a giant group of ninnies.
I mean, I don't know what we sound like.
Well, to them, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
It's just the opposite. We're
They'd hate us.
They were terrifying. Eric Thomas Bowling is a conservative American television personality specializing in financial news and political commentary.
Eat a dick, Eric.
Eric Bowling.
Wow, what a showman. Could you imagine? What do you do? What are you famous for? Well, I go on TV and I basically say shitty things about poor people, gay people, brown people, you name it.
And get away with it because it's Fox.
And I make people scared.
Well,
I make people scared that we're being hunted. We're being hunted. Like, what does he think? We're in the movie Predator?
I'm just looking at past Eric Bolling things that he said. He said that single female breadwinners are pushing the country towards more abortions.
Good.
So he said the Iraq war was the smartest thing George Bush did.
What? Well, that could be true. You don't know. What else did he do there? I mean, man sitting around painting his toenails.
Schools are pushing the liberal agenda by teaching algebra.
Wait, he's against teaching algebra. Well, me too. I hate that. I hated algebra.
He said at one point, every terrorist on American soil has been Muslim.
What? Wait, what?
Every terrorist on American soil has been Muslim. What's that true?
Well, you see that in a fortune cookie?
What about Oklahoma City bombing?
Right. What about that? That guy was white as fuck.
Right.
What a racist.
It's just
a xenophobic asshole. He probably has a bunch of fucking kids who are going to grow up to be just total shitheads. Or strippers. You don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to be strippers, Eric. Get ready.
On the pole.
Yeah.
That kid's going to be on the fucking
pole. Your cute little daughter is going to be like fucking.
Okay, listen to this.
Taking 20.
Our kids are our most important assets, so when someone messes with them, we get mad, really mad. And when educators do stupid things to our kids, it makes us go bananas. Like when the Virginia school had their 8-year-old singing, "Now I'm part of the 99%.
Oh my God.
And who can forget this crazy one?
So bad. Okay, now everybody, let's sing it together on the count of three.
All right. Yeah. I like that.
1, 2, 3.
Barack Hussein Obama.
What are they doing?
The kids are chanting some little song that they learned about Barack Obama.
Oh, that's cool. How cute.
These guys are going crazy. This is too long, but Bolling in this segment...
He doesn't like that.
...says that he advised parents to read children's history book first.
Right.
Because his son's textbook addressed the Iraq war, and it was very, very liberally biased. Said that George Bush went in there because he heard there were weapons of mass destruction and they were never found.
Is that biased, or is that kind of like true?
I mean, there was even, in fact, I'm halfway through a meme for this one.
Meme.
There was a poll that was done recently.
Oh, yes?
Recently. That 51% of Republicans.
Stop it.
51% of Republicans.
I can't take it.
Believe.
No.
That the U.S. either probably or definitely found weapons of mass destruction in 2003 when they invaded Iraq. 51% of those idiots
maybe
out there think that they found the weapons of mass destruction. That's like what this idiot Eric Bolling was just talking about, where he's like...
Well, maybe you're reading it wrong. He said 51% probably... What is it again?
That the U.S. either probably found...
Maybe it's probably did not
or
find.
Or definitely found.
Definitely did not find. No. No such luck, huh?
Even then, it would still be 49%.
Well, yeah, and all of Mississippi wants to fucking secede and... Enjoy the Confederacy.
I mean, it really just wants to make you just drop the radio in the fucking bathtub.
Yeah.
Because...
Just be like, okay, hey, America, for those of you that want to be fucking idiots, we're barbed wiring off Texas. Fuck it. We'll throw Mississippi, Arkansas in there.
Right,
fuck everyone.
I mean, I can see differing opinions on some things where there's gray area. But they didn't find any weapons of mass destruction. I could play clips of George W.
Yeah.
Saying, well, we didn't find anything there, but we thought it was there.
I just got the right shading on my little piggy.
Right. I mean, Jimmy Carter, 90. He's, you know, putting in a toilet.
In
a Home for Humanity.
Oh, my
somewhere.
God. That makes me nuts. I recently saw something about Habitat for Humanity, and they're giving housing to people. Do you know, and I don't mean to go off on a tangent here, do you know the success rate of this Habitat for Humanity? They find people that don't have any fucking money, and everybody comes together. They volunteer. They build a house in one fucking day. Granted, a lot of this shit's prefab, but doesn't matter. They at the God, that's so fucking loud. I'm going to lose my mind. At the end of the day, they have a house. And then you pay for the house, you get a mortgage payment. And you have to pay it. It's a low payment, you know, because you're low income. And right. you have to pay the house off. You know what the success rate is? There are some people that don't pay it and they're foreclosed on. But the success rate is 97%. 97%
right.
of the people keep those houses.
Well, anything... most of the progressive agendas, when they're out to actually tried, guess what happens? They work.
Why aren't we doing more of this Habitat for Humanity bullshit?
Homeless people, they find, you know, instead of constantly arresting them or throwing them in jail, they find that it's a lot cheaper to buy a building and have a place for them, I don't know, to sleep.
Dude, the Skid Row, this fucking Skid Row down in Los Angeles fucking kills me. I do a comedy show there every fucking week, right next to it, in the bar is right next to where a bunch of tents are. And then sometimes you see cops, like harassing these people. What are you doing here? What are you doing? You can't have this shit here. You can't have it there. It's like, listen, I'm homeless. I can't have it anywhere. I don't have a fucking choice.
Right.
Believe it or not, it's not my wet dream to set up camp right here. On this sidewalk, yeah. You dickhead.
Not quite the American dream I had.
No. But I'm sure, you know, he'd love to have Jimmy Carter build him a fucking house.
Yeah. Then they've shown that in places where they'll give them apartments. Like, they buy an apartment building and everybody gets a little studio apartment. That just having a little tiny place to your own increases your dignity and sense of self-worth that these people... get better. They
right, and you get an address. You need an address.
They get a job. They, you know, but no, punish them. Throw them in jail. Kick them off that bench.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it. I mean,
get a job.
Just think about how the poor people are seen. You know, you're walking around in New York before they stop this stop and frisk thing, and if you look like a quote unquote person of interest, some thug cop can walk up to you and like, let me look around in your bag. Let me see your fucking papers.
Yeah.
What is this, Arizona?
Eric Bolling, before we could probably take a break here in a minute. Bolling is also the guy. One of the clips we did play from him in the past was Boobs on the Ground. Remember, was the one that the Saudi Arabians, was it the Saudis flew?
Oh, stop it.
A woman, the first female pilot for the United Arab Emirates, was leading the strikes bombing ISIS. And Eric Bolling, one guy on the panel said, the problem is after she bombed it, she couldn't park it. Because, you know, women can't drive, you know.
You know, sometimes I don't know why women aren't running through the street with pitchforks, just killing these old fucking white guys willy-nilly, because motherfucker.
And then Andrea Tantaro said, how would you salute her, Greg? And Eric Bolling said, would that be considered boobs on the ground?
Oh, God. Hey, he's a journalist, though, and he's on a news program.
Yeah, Eric.
I mean, that's a comment that your weird fucking uncle says, you know, at Thanksgiving after he's had a few Keystone Lights.
And then he gave that non-apology the next day. Remember, he went home and his wife was mad at him for the boobs on the ground comment.
Bullshit.
The
by the way, you think his wife was really mad?
Here you go.
Okay, for my one more thing tonight, I want to go back to yesterday. About this time, I made a joke. When I got home, I got the look and realized some people didn't think it was funny at all. I said sorry to my wife, and I apologize to all of you as well. I just want to make that very clear. Next.
And you love women and have respect for them.
And I do.
All right. Time now for one.
And you love women and you have respect for them.
Yeah, I do.
You know, they had to.
Boobs on the ground.
Well, to be fair, they had to record that spot a few times because he kept laughing.
Right.
You do love and respect women.
Yeah. My bitch at home. The little filly at home gave me the look.
When I got home, I got the look.
So, you know, I apologized and whatever, even though I don't really mean
look.
It. Isn't that what it sounded like?
You think his
wife... I got the look. I apologize.
His wife ever gives him the fucking look. Please.
Yeah, right.
His wife never gives him the look. The look. She don't want to look at your ass.
I think social media gave him the look, and he was like, I better apologize.
Boobs on the ground. Good one, dumbass. Yeah. Boobs on the ground.
Is that boobs on the ground? Yuck, 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 yuck. All right, ladies and germs, we're going to be back in a few minutes. Let's play us a little bathtub gin to take us to the break.
Boobs on the ground.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Refill what you need to, empty what you need to. Don't go away. More crab diving in a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
back. God is out on holiday. That's a little Breakfast in the Bible Belt, D.B. Rouse, with that awesome song. And then we had a little bit of Bathtub Gin from Talkeetna, Alaska.
Right?
With
Steve Durr.
Steve Durr.
A guy named Steve Durr and my brother, and I don't know the rest of the band. I don't know the rest of the people in the band.
Well, it's Bathtub Gin.
Right. You know, somebody in that band was friends with, I think was friends with Sarah Palin. And Jeffrey was like, if Mitt Romney wins, he thought that Bathtub Gin was going to be able to play at the White House.
Come on. That would have been awesome.
He was like, I kind of want to vote for Romney. And I was like, no, you can't do it. He's like, yeah, but I get to go to the White House.
That would have been fucking awesome.
Right.
2016 approacheth.
The year of our Lord.
And I'm excited. Because the clown car is already filling up for the 2016 Republican nomination. There was I saw somebody put everyone's picture that is sniffing around the butthole of the presidency.
Is it horrendous?
Oh my God. It's just a rogues gallery. It's
right.
Amazing. These people that are looking into it. Well, one is Mike, former now.
All right.
Host of Huckabee. Right.
Yeah.
Wasn't that what it's called?
Right. Don't read the teleprompter too fucking fast. Just read it slow. Huckabee.
Megyn Kelly with Huckabee.
That's the best.
So Huckabee is talking. He's got a new book out.
Oh, good fucking God. Please quit buying books from these assholes.
Called God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy.
Beat me over the face with this microphone stand. Kill me.
In which parts there are excerpts that are being leaked out, like like an old man's prostate.
Vomit.
And in the book, among other things, he tries to make the case for banning same-sex marriage.
Is it a pop-up book?
I don't think so.
Is it a choose-your-own-adventure?
I think it's really small words for that.
It's not a coffee table book?
Demographic.
Right.
Here's a little bit of Mike Huckabee.
The president and the Congress are not required to defy natural law. They are not required to redefine marriage. They are required to follow the will of the people, the Constitution, and the law that has given us the greatest nation on earth, a nation that we will lose if we turn our backs on our origins. There is no doubt in my mind that this country would not exist had it not been for the providential hand of God.
Yeah.
And I'm also convinced that if we reject his hand,
wow.
I'll get a hand job from the Lord.
A little truck stoppy.
His hand of blessing. We will feel his hand of judgment.
Oh.
Good God.
And it's time for us as an American people to say to our own government, enough of you restricting us. Enough of you redefining our institutions. We are not under an obligation to defy God in order to obey you. We are under an obligation to obey God and the law, and if necessary, to defy an institution that is out of control.
This is the we don't have to follow the law bullshit.
God, I just hate his voice.
We don't
an
need
institution.
We don't need to follow the law.
The institution is out of control. What's out of control? The world?
Because we're leaving the Lord. Behind.
What an asshole.
So, in his new book,
it
says here, I'm reading from rightwingwatch.org, he also spends time in the book analyzing Jay-Z and Beyonce's marriage.
Oh, to what end? To what end?
I don't know.
Why?
I can't tell you.
Why? He's not the Hollywood hick.
He claims that the government must continue to prohibit same-sex unions because of bisexuals.
Why? Why? Oh my God.
Who, according to Huckabee, desire to have two spouses, one male and one female.
Fuck yeah, buddy.
Quote, should a bisexual be able to have both a male and female spouse?
Well, why not?
Wouldn't restricting that person access to both genders be denying the bisexual his or her marriage equality?
It's so stupid. Oh, my God. By the way, we have a caller on the line. I do believe it could be Rick Wood.
Uh-oh.
Host of Morning Wood. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Crab diving. Who do we have?
Hey, it's Rick.
Rick Wood, the host of Morning Wood. 8:10 a.m.
The one-man morning zoo.
One-man morning zoo here on the network.
Like one of those sad zoos connected to a gas station in the Midwest. You ever seen those?
Yeah, with
I have. The pathetic bear that's tortured, gets fed those.
Like a sick bear with mange.
Yeah, the horrible hot dogs.
Chained up outside of Sitco.
Right.
They used to have, you know where they had those in Tennessee? There's a little place called Cherokee, Tennessee, I think. It's the same.
In Wisconsin.
Oh, really? Yeah. You can go see a bear. They have like a bear out back at some restaurant that, tied to a pole.
The guy in Ohio, he let all his out, right?
I don't know. What?
A few years back, there was a guy in Ohio had one of those kind of independent sad zoos. And he let all the animals go and killed himself. And so then the Ohio police had to round up all these wild animals.
Shit. God.
I can't remember where that was. One, you know, Toledo or some shit, or Cleveland.
You just said that.
Cities they have.
My thought was, yeah, police, you have it coming. Serves you right. Now you got to go hunt bears.
That's right. They probably got a kick out of it. I got to shoot something.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? We get to use the big guns.
Right.
On something bigger and broader than usual.
Rick has a show coming out tonight, a podcast from this morning's Morning Wood.
Yeah. I got to go put it back in the drive. I don't know why it didn't. Maybe it didn't finish uploading.
The cloud aborted it.
Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
Maybe you were aborted.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that sounds nice. I'm all for a cloud's right to choose.
That's right.
Sure.
The cloud whipped out that coat hanger.
Oh, my God. Are you voting?
Yeah.
Are you going to vote for Mike Huckabee in 2016?
Oh, of course. I'm ready to end this existence. I think he's the guy to do it.
Oh, right.
That's not all that.
To be the end of human life as we know it.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I would. Who's the Democratic challenger? Do we know yet?
I think it's going to be Hillary Clinton. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess she'll run. Wish we had better choices than what we get.
Yeah, I wish Elizabeth Warren would run for president. I think that would be good.
Bernie Sanders is talking about it.
Well, Bernie Sanders would be better, don't you think?
Yeah, that would be terrific. You think you could win, Sanders?
No.
Absolutely fucking not.
But I think he'll make the conversation fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be cool. He's an independent, so he could technically run.
Why don't the Democrats get fucking smart and get somebody exciting to run like a really left-leaning like movie star, like Alec Baldwin? Actually, he's not that left-leaning, though, is he? He's kind of a fucking asshole.
Because Democrats
will
vote for a movie star. That's what the Republicans do.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
What about Stuart Smalley?
Split themselves between an independent and a movie star.
Right. Well, what about Al Franken? How do you explain that, smart guy?
Well, that's for what? Is he a governor or a senator? He's a senator, right?
Yeah, senator.
Yeah, they'll do governors and senators. It's not going to the president's a little different.
You know, I like Al Franken. He recently, it was always frustrating to me. I'm like, why is he never funny anymore when he talks? Seems like he was trying just to be too fucking serious. So people would be like, oh, look, it's the asshole sketch actor from Saturday Night Live. But recently he's been funny in interviews. He did some interview and somebody asked him if he goes out and has lunch with Mitch McConnell. And he was like, oh, yeah, all the time. He's like, no, I never talked to that fucking guy. But he didn't say fuck.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I like that.
We see this morning, if you listen to, well, actually, if you listen to the replay tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific time.
Yes.
Rick gets into the this. There just seems to be these orgies popping up like whack-a-mole.
I know.
Where these rich old guys are guzzling Viagra and fucking the shit out of young underage girls.
How horrifying.
Dude, I heard in the comments, so this is all gross speculation. But that Clinton is named. Bill Clinton is named as one of these guys.
Oh, that's a shock.
Yeah, we did the story on yesterday's Crab Diving show. Go to crabdiving.com or go to Stitcher or iTunes. We talked about it's an island.
Right.
Where allegedly, well, no, he was there. They have
a bunch of horny
flight transcripts or whatever prove that he was there. this island was like Orgy Island.
Ooh.
Like 17-year-olds running around like a petting zoo.
Yeah. And a bunch of old white guys running around with big Viagra boners.
Except in the machines, you know, where you get that food, you put a quarter.
Oh, do you get to feed them?
Well, you would get meth.
Right. Oh.
Look at that, Eyes Wide Shut. You know, corporate baron.
Right.
You know, pretty soon I'm going to have to, like, face the fact that maybe these people are fucking lizards and stop mocking it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, they're reptilian.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, where's
the dead eyes. You ever notice that? Yeah.
Where's the island, by the way? Where is it? Is it in the Bahamas somewhere?
I think it was a Caribbean island.
Oh, really? God, could you imagine if your boat sinks or something and you swim and you make it to your young girl and you Poon make Tang it to this island. Island? You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm never leaving.
You're over there stuck somewhere in Poon Tang Cove.
Yeah. Like that picture of DiCaprio been out. DiCaprio spent New Year's Eve.
Right.
On the island of hot chicks. He was laying, there's press photos of him laying on the beach, honestly, surrounded by 8 to 10
hot
supermodels.
And they're all staring at him.
Strewn, yeah. Just laying about, like cast aside. Like,
they're staring at him, waiting for him to say something brilliant.
Yeah, like empties. Well, that's, they're going to
win. Did he have that big beard and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that ridiculous.
Hey, it looks weird now. Huh?
What is it called? The
underbeard.
The underweight.
Brent Paris talks about that.
Yeah, yeah. The Hollywood Hick, 7 p.m. Yeah. He talks about DiCaprio's underbeard.
That underbeard.
Oh, God.
All the fucking.
He's got like a neck beard, y'all.
That's a good one.
Yeah, broke the fuck up.
Right.
Yeah. He's one of those computer nerds.
Right.
Oh, man.
Did you have to?
Yeah, that guy is, he's pulling like a Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Like, whatever the hell that movie was, where it was all big ruse.
Oh, I don't know what that was.
What was that year-long documentary of where he allegedly went off to become a musician or something?
Oh, yeah.
He pretended he was going to be a rapper. He's really terrible. Or an R&B singer, I think. One of those things.
That kind of thing to me is like, I'm so exhausted now, I don't give a shit. I'm just glad it's over. Same thing with Shia LaBeouf. Was it an act, all his assholery? Was it, you know?
Or yeah. Not? And they're telling people now. Everything's fake. So, no, it's like that. There was a video. Well, first of all, the video of a drunk girl in Hollywood was fake.
Right.
That was faked for web hits. And then there was recently a guy in L.A. who gave $100 to a homeless man, and they followed him to see what he'd do with the money. And he bought food for all his homeless friends.
Oh,
he found
nice.
That stuff staged, too.
It was fake.
Oh, it was fake?
Yeah, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. The guy, the homeless guy's brother called, you know, some people. He's like, this is bullshit.
Yeah,
damn it.
$100 worth of Mad Dog.
It's depressing.
Yeah, so people are like donating money left and right to a GoFundMe campaign. It's just going to that fucking little bleach tips dipshit that made the video.
Oh, shit.
Do you have any comedian type stuff coming up? Any gigs coming up?
Yeah, tomorrow I'm at the clubhouse on Vermont. Yeah, near the shopping center, in the shopping center where the Fat Burger is in Vermont and Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is. Oh.
That's at 11.
Oh, I know that.
And the show's called Gangbusters.
Oh, cool.
And Friday, I'm somewhere.
Oh,
shit.
Oh wait. Well,
tomorrow is Friday. Yeah,
this weekend.
Gangbusters.
This weekend, you're in Solvang. You're in Solvang with
Saturday,
me.
I'm in Solvang with you.
Oh, you're doing Solvang.
Yeah, yeah, wine country.
Yeah. Can I get a ride?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Sunday, I'm at Brew Dog Pub in Beverly Hills at 7.
Oh, shit.
And then at the Corner Bar in Burbank at 9.
God damn.
Damn, look at that, ladies and gentlemen. You can get out and rub elbows with the star.
My huge fan base has blown up from my largely successful, well-put-together, written and thought out morning show.
That's right.
Where I never just wake up and groggily read through the piss poor news. I
like when you
at 8-ish.
My favorite thing
morning.
Is when you get pissed off at your equipment and the advertisements on the internet. Those are my two favorite things.
Yeah, well then you really like Wednesday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday and Wednesday were rough days. Monday and today were good.
That's great.
Today will be a podcast.
Everybody should listen to the Morning Wood, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. The show is simply tremendous. crabdiving.com/live.
Right. And with the Rick occasional Wood. Podcast.
No, right. That's right. Out.
Yeah. The occasional podcast. Yeah. I mean, I went on a,
more frequently than.
Islamophobia rant today. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. More... I'm scared of fucking religions. I'm scared of all of them.
Yeah.
Right. I'm phobic as hell when it comes to religion.
So,
you don't believe what you've been doing with that stuff for the last couple centuries.
Rick will be on tonight, 9 to 11, preceding. The
Pieces of Silver.
Pieces of Silver.
That's correct.
Show.
Our other new show. Get your
yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that guy's okay.
Yeah, he's fine. Don't worry.
It's okay. That's what we're looking for. The comments we want for the shows.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope he's okay.
Right.
That's how I always plug it. I hope that guy's all
right. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Rick.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
thanks.
Good talking, guys. All right, I'll see you around.
Big plans for tomorrow's show?
You know, it'll be, it's always the same four articles, I realize. I'm not going to talk about Charlie Hebdo tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Too bad you can't show the cartoons.
Maybe someone else will shoot someone. I can read about that.
Yeah, don't get any fatwas on us.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Any what?
Any
fatwa.
Yeah, no fatwas.
They don't even know where we are. Yeah, don't read any addresses, because I don't want anyone showing up for shit we're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except you just gave out all your gigs for the
yes.
Week.
I'll just come.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Yeah, maybe I'll redact some of that.
Redaction.
Somebody's gonna walk in.
Yeah, is that a real concern now? Yeah. I gotta worry about some. Right? How low down on the totem pole of lone Islamic extremists
relax.
You gotta be before you're just taking out one comedian?
Relax, relax, Rick. You're ex-military. I think you can handle it.
Yeah. Right, just like all the military that were active at Fort Hood, they handled it.
Yeah, or the armed guards at the newspaper in Paris.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, those might be some of my last shows, so come out and see me this weekend.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, man.
Great marketing.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Right. Talk to you. Rick Wood, at Rick Wood, but the Wood is the O's in Wood or zeros on the Twitter, right?
Right.
At Rick Wood.
At Rick W00D.
Right.
That's right.
At Rick Wood.
Very funny guy.
Machine is also on Facebook and here 8 to 10 every weekday morning on the Pacific Coast for your ear holes. Give him a call.
Please.
He's a lovely human being. You just heard. He's warm and fuzzy and would love to speak to you in the morning from 8 to 10 on the Pacific Type Coast.
Right.
What were we talking about? I don't remember what asshole we were playing.
We just slogged. Oh, we were talking about Mike Huckabee.
Oh, Mike Huckabee. He's blaming bisexuals.
Blaming the bi.
Saying that because of bisexuals, if you allow same-sex unions, you're going to have to allow polygamy, it wouldn't be gamy, polygamy. But polygamy means multiple wives.
Right.
Polyandry means multiple husbands.
Oh, it's this combination of both.
Polygandry.
I don't know. Polygandry.
That because, quote, shouldn't a bisexual be able to have both a male and female spouse?
Yeah, why not?
But not same time, you asshole. And if so, I don't have a problem.
I don't know
with polygamy. To be honest with you, if a bunch of idiots want to get together and fuck each other,
have a group marriage, sit around, your kids are wondering around. Oh, which one's my dad?
Yeah, rock on. It doesn't affect the color of the grass on my lawn iota. I mean, I don't care about that.
It's funny if you
and
had
it's
like
a legal thing.
Right. If you had one redheaded guy in the whole bunch, and it turns out all the kids grow up redheaded.
Yeah. Damn it.
He has the dominant sperm.
But I don't have a problem with polygamy, to be honest.
One shit is given from at Rated R Comedy about polygamy. Who
gives
a fuck?
You could legally
yes
sign a contract to share expenses with 10 other people, to sign, buy a house with 10 other people,
yes,
to put your their names on your kids' emergency contacts,
right,
to put your names, give them powers of attorney. You could do all that.
Yeah, it's all
so
doable.
Why not?
Who gives a fuck?
Right.
Does it make one difference to me?
Let people have the fast track and get a marriage license, get it done with.
Right. A tall coffee will still be $1.75 from Starbucks. It affects my life, not one iota.
And of course, saying that bisexual people have to have both at the same time.
Right.
Is not accurate either.
It's dim. You're a dullard. You're uninformed.
Right. Because, you know, a bisexual, you can't just have a wife. Can't just have a husband.
Yes.
You've got to have both at the same time.
Don't be stupid.
Huckabee, he says, when advocates of same-sex marriage say, what's the harm? The honest reply is, at this point, we simply don't have enough reliable accumulated data.
How much data do they want? I mean, what are they going to do?
Well, but we do.
Right.
Didn't the Netherlands or one of the Scando countries has had gay marriage?
Queers.
For 20 years. And people are still fucking and having kids and getting married.
I don't care about no Scandos, you
in the
hippie.
Netherlandia or whatever the fuck.
Right.
So Mike Huckabee blaming the bisexuals.
God, blame the bi.
For ruining gay marriage.
Oh, yeah, gay marriage. I just say Christmas, yeah. They probably ruined that, too. Fuck them.
Oh, well,
Jesus.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Nothing worse than a bisexual coming to your Christmas party.
Whenever I hear things, people saying, like, gay people ruining marriage, I just always think, well, what state do you think heterosexual marriage is in right now?
Heterosexual.
I mean, take a stroll down to the any trailer park. Any trailer park, anywhere.
Pam Bondi, is that her name? The Attorney General of Florida under Rick Batboy Scott.
Oh, God.
And she's a Teandrithal. And,
I have never heard that.
And I can't.
Did you make that up?
No, I can't take credit for that one. And she was the one that was fighting tooth and nail to, even when the Supreme Court was like, you know, you got to let gay people get married. She's like, no, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep fighting, man and woman.
You can't. There's a thing called the Supreme Court, dickhead.
And then she was kind of encouraging the local local courthouses to not do it, even after that judge said, you're going to fucking give, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
She was out there saying, no, you can't.
Right.
And then she finally caved now because they were threatening, like, legal action.
Fuck yeah.
Divorced twice.
Oh, my God.
So she's protecting the sanctity of marriage.
Divorced twice, you say?
Yeah.
Damn.
She was divorced twice. And I think the third time, like, she was engaged and she called it off at the last minute. You know, because they're dragging all her shit out into the tabloids, rightfully so, because she's a fucking hypocrite then. Sanctity of marriage. She's been divorced twice.
Two times. She's a two-time loser at the old marriage. Yeah. No shame in that. No shame in that.
You got a couple of women who want to scissor and share expenses and stuff.
But I bet
that's
there's
not
some
good.
I bet some, there's some gay people that could honor a marriage better than you.
Right.
Maybe.
Speaking of the gay.
Yes.
It's been at least 8 or 10 minutes since Brian Fisher said something against gay people, so we got to give him his equal time. We've been heavy Rush. Rush has been spewing a lot for the past few days.
I actually asked you through social media on one of the posts. I was like, "Are we having more Rush clips today?
Rush free today? We could.
I'm sure we could. I mean, that fucking idiot.
I see his fat face on Media Matters.
What did he say?
Limbaugh denies existence of anti-Muslim backlash, even though mosques are being attacked in France.
Okay. So something that's happening that there is evidence of, he says.
There's a Muslim backlash.
I want him to talk.
Give me an oxy.
Right. I want him to talk more about how Idris Elba could never be James Bond. That's my most.
He's not Scottish. He's not white.
He's not Scottish.
Here's Brian Fisher. A little bit of Brian Fisher. Now, you know, have you heard the story about what went on in Atlanta? There was that fire chief in Atlanta, the Georgia.
No.
Who he was fired for violating city policies by distributing to his coworkers, fire fighters.
Okay.
A book that he wrote and self-published about, you know, get rid of the homosexuals.
Okay.
An anti-gay, okay. We love Jesus.
Wonderful.
Kind of thing.
What do you think the punctuation is like in his stupid fucking
book? I'm sure
book?
It's great.
Do you think the subject-verb agreement is on par? No.
You're right. This his name is Kelvin Cochran.
Cock. Sorry.
Cock ring, yeah.
Kelvin Cock. Ren, sorry.
He was terminated from the Atlanta Fire Rescue. He had a 2013 book called Who Told You That You Are Naked?
What?
I don't know. The book promotes a discrimination, anti-gay views.
Who told me that you were naked? What?
Cochran is screaming religious liberty.
Okay.
The mayor said he decided to terminate Cochran, not just because the fire chief didn't consult him before publishing the book, but also spoke out about the suspension despite being told to remain quiet during the investigation. So while they were investigating whether he should be fired, they suspended him. And they said, keep your fucking mouth shut while we're doing this investigation. And he went out screaming, they're right. Getting me for religion, 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 religion,
oh,
religious liberty, First Amendment, First Amendment, First Amendment. The mayor said he was fired not because of the guy's faith. He said his beliefs, religious beliefs are not the basis of the problem. His judgment is the basis of the problem.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you're in charge of the fire department.
Well, Toddy Starnes
is
written about it, and he was talking about it on his radio show. And well, here's Brian Fisher.
Yeah.
He ain't happy either.
He brought you this story back when he got suspended. He got in trouble because he wrote a book that expresses our view, a biblical view, of sexuality.
That you're going to burn in hell, you should be killed and stoned. You know, God. Those are just those rational views.
So sexy. A biblical view of sexuality. Wow.
Sexuality. He wrote it for a men's Bible study in his own church. And he called homosexuality what it is, a sexual perversion, something that is unclean according to the scripture. He self-published this book.
And distributed it to his co-workers.
Right.
And he didn't just keep it to his prayer group,
right.
Which must be a fun little circle of hell, yeah. Right?
This guy lives in New York?
New York? Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. Oh, shit. Oh.
He gave it to some friends. He even gave it to some of the friends in the fire department. Well, when the word got an openly gay, this is one of the reasons why, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I believe being a homosexual... being an active homosexual should disqualify you from public office.
Why?
He'll tell you.
Because it's a form of sexual perversion. And remember, we're going to have to choose between the gay agenda and Christianity. We can't have both. It's going to
good God.
Between a dick up your ass or a cross up your ass.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean...
It's a zero-sum game.
One has splinters.
It's a zero-sum game.
Have to be one or the other. Here's a case in point. An active homosexual gets a copy of the book on the city council, says, we got to do something about this, and he goes on a campaign, on a crusade to get this fire chief fired, and he pulled it off. He was fired. He was put on suspension for 30 days, forced to go to re-education camp. I don't know if he did that or not. But
re-education camp.
Good God.
Like sensitivity training is what they call re-education camp.
The re-education camp. I don't know if he did that or not. But the day that his suspension was supposed to be lifted and he was supposed to be freed to go back to work, the mayor fired him. And this is what I mean, ladies and gentlemen, when I talk about the fact that the homosexual agenda is the single greatest threat to Christianity, to Christian liberty, to religious liberty, and to the First Amendment. This is what I'm talking about. I mean, the homosexual agenda is not just a threat to religious liberty. It is a threat to the entire First Amendment.
How about that music?
God, I know. He's just such a horrendous asshole. He's playing this great music behind him. I mean, you know, it's like you're at a sock hop or something. You got this lunatic being like, homosexuality is the biggest threat to fucking liberty.
So being an active homosexual should, quote, disqualify you
right
from public office.
What if you are unactive while you're a politician?
I guess it's okay. I guess, I don't know. What do they do? Do they?
I am an active homosexual.
Do they luminol you and see if you have cum on yourself anywhere?
Yes.
Or,
no,
or
if you're active.
A snail trail?
No, there's a little light that goes off or something in your head.
You emit a signal. You've had a penis near your starfish recently. We can tell you're an active homosexual.
Right.
That is a little bit of what's going on with that mother.
They track everyone. They're like, oh, look, his homosexual beacon is active. Go get him.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Yes. Yes, he is.
It's your gay god. You're going to come and save you.
Paul Lynde will come down wielding thunderbolts and lightning to smite your ass, stupid.
Absolutely.
Good God. Is your gay god going to save you? All these right-wing assholes can just eat a big fucking dick.
I've got a story here. Alabama again. I know it'll be hard to
believe. Ooh.
From Alabama.
Fuck you.
This is the chairwoman of the Alabama Democratic Party.
Oh, shit.
Nancy Worley.
Was like two people there?
I don't know why she did this, but for some reason, in her annual holiday letter to Democrats across the state of Alabama, she recounted an event where she got stuck in a toilet.
Are there pictures?
After having been lodged on the toilet for hours.
Oh.
Did she
fall in there?
She decided that she made the decision to upgrade from a 14-inch seat to the tallest available 17-inch.
Okay.
And she put a pull-up bar on her bathroom wall. The world knows this because she put the toilet seat story into that annual letter.
On purpose?
The dear family and friends, what a year. Substitute Nancy Worley in the children's rhyme Humpty Dumpty Had a Great Fall. And you know what happened? On a cold January night while I was carrying 6 bags of groceries on each arm, I guess she fell.
Into the toilet.
No. This is a different. She had a rough year.
Oh, okay. It's a compilation.
Something about her. She fell on her phone.
Okay. Ooh. That's rough.
In March, I dropped my smartphone on the floor, lost all my smartness, which it contained.
Oh, no.
April brought another trauma to my knees,
uh-huh,
which balked when I tried to rise from my lowly 14-inch commode.
Oh, my God.
Again,
what a travesty.
I sat for hours awaiting Wade's scheduled arrival. However, his attempt to lift me was futile.
Good heavens.
She's a larger woman.
Okay.
And when he pulled me up, he fell backwards and I fell on my knees again.
It's like the episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Solution, we installed the tallest available 17.5-inch commode and a pull-up bar on my bathroom wall.
Good God.
This is Merry fucking Christmas, Democrats. Hey, everybody. My fat ass was stuck on the toilet for hours.
Well, listen, whenever you have a story about a politician from Alabama, like, okay, when's it going to be homophobic? When's it going to be racist? Right. When's it going to be anti-immigration?
Right.
This is just loony. God damn it. Fucking Democrat.
We got only a couple minutes left here on the big show, but we do have enough time for this.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed, I wanted to get to this story. I know it's going to be one of Ryan's favorites here. San Diego.
Oh, it's a shark, isn't it?
California, Stephanie Laska.
In the water.
Is her name.
Uh-huh.
She went to the office bathroom.
Oh, shit.
Realized that the toilet water level was higher than usual, started plunging.
Oh, my God.
And that's when the snake came out.
Oh, shit. That's horrible.
A 5-foot boa constrictor.
Oh, God damn it.
Slid out of the toilet.
What? Somebody's fucking pet, dude. Slid out of the toilet.
She ran out of the bathroom screaming, locked the snake inside, taped the door shut, called animal control. The snake was identified as a Colombian rainbow boa.
Not native to San Diego.
Not native to San Diego.
Oh,
shitters.
Oh, God.
Good thing it wasn't that fat chick getting stuck on the toilet.
Oh, my God.
Snake would have ate her.
It came out of the toilet bowl?
Animal Services doesn't know exactly how it ended up in the toilet, but they say the snake belongs to a man who lives in the same building. They think it may have entered the plumbing system and just slithered its way into the firm's toy.
This is just bullshit. This is not fair. I feel bad for this person. She didn't ask. She lives in San Diego.
And she's at work.
She's working.
She goes to the office bathroom. She sees, so she thinks, okay, that jerk off at two cubes over obviously had too much Indian food again. And right. The goddamn toilet's backed up. So she goes to plunge it. And out comes a boa constrictor.
I don't know what happened.
Only 5 foot, though. That's not a...
Right. Shit. That's the size of a little, short person.
Little baby one.
It's taller than Peter Dinklage. Could you imagine? Just some guy's like, the latch on the fucking thing was broken, so I just threw the fucking yellow pages on top of the tank, and he escaped. So, oh, no.
That's what happened in San Diego.
And fuck that guy with his stupid exotic pet. Look at me. Hey, you know why I'm special? I own a fucking snake! I'm so interesting.
Snake.
You're a bore. And you're an asshole.
And then the snake got away and almost crawled up some woman's vagina.
Did they catch the snake?
They did catch the snake.
Okay, well that's at least.
And now they're trying to figure out who the owner is.
Oh, the owner fucking knows. That owner's like, oh shit, he's trying to get the tank out of his apartment.
Right.
All evidence.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that music means it's the end of the show today. Thank you for hanging out with us for a couple hours here. We're live every weekday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast.
Yes.
And then we rerun right an hour later for your ear holes out driving on the Western Coast from 5 to 7. And then sometime in the middle of the night, we also have the Cantilinguist at 4 live. If you listen to us live, it's on at 4 p.m. every day.
Right.
And 7 o'clock, Hollywood Hick, 8 p.m., Daily Upper Decker, 9 p.m., listen to the rerun of the Morning Wood Show with Rick Wood. And after that is Pieces of Silver, 11 p.m. Check the schedule at crabdiving.com.
That's right.
We're streaming 24-7 for your love here.
That's right.
Follow us on the Twitter, at crabdiving. We're also on Facebook, Google Plus, Pinterest, Snapchat. We're not on Snapchat.
We're on Grindr.
Snapchat. We're all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. Share love, spread the crabs. Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy type stuff solving this weekend.
That's right.
Follow him on the Twitter at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile.
And all about us and all the other shows archive can be found at crabdiving.com. Thanks, everybody. Back tomorrow.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.